Hi Brady, thanks for agreeing to this interview today and signing consent form on the 10th of May 2015. I just would like to ask you about your pet donkey, Ned.
Well, Neddy was our donkey, but Neddy was a working donkey, but he was so well looked after, and he was also a pet. Now, he was very, very well looked after. My father, God rest him, always made sure that he had lovely harness in great condition, his hooves well paired and that. And I had an uncle, Paddy Burden, that came from home from England and retired, and he grew his own vegetables, himself and his wife, and he used to borrow our Neddy, the donkey, to go to the bog to bring home turf. So one day himself and Neddy was coming with a load of turf around a bed turn on the Belcastle Bay Road, and a car skidded and ran straight into Paddy and the donkey and the cart, and Paddy got this sudden brainwave that he was going to be killed, and the best thing for him to do was jump. So he jumped from the turf that he was sitting on directly on to poor Neddy's back, and the car cut the two chefs off the cart, and Neddy and my uncle ran back the road with Paddy on his back and just the two chefs of the cart. And my uncle's wife asked my father not to ever sell Neddy because he saved Paddy's life. So as a result, Neddy was never sold. He was kept into ripe old age in our farm, and he was looked after like a king. And he was a pet, and he ate carrots, and he nearly talked to you. And my father used to ask him, "Neddy, do you want carrots? And nod your head if you do." And Neddy would nod his head when he wanted his carrots. And he got his carrots, he got bread, he got everything. And I don't know what age he died at, but finally he died on our farm from ripe old age.
Thanks, Bridie.